sky for amber.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls, because we have with us on the line from the Jews for the Preservation of the Right to have Firearms, Aaron Zellman. Hi, Aaron. How are you?
Hi, Stan. I'm fine. Yourself?
Fine. In fact, I had the real pleasure of listening to or watching your video, Innocence Betrayed. That is a powerful, powerful, powerful video.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, of course, we'll
want to tell people more about it.
Well, we're going to have you talk all about it this afternoon, and we'll just sort of put this off for a few minutes until we get all the rest of the stations on board on this network. But, of course, you have been at this trying to educate people about the importance of having firearms for many years, haven't you?
About 14 years.
And you do this full-time?
It is full-time, and our focus is on helping people understand that a gun control can be deadly, that the only way to accept gun control is with a zero tolerance, and we try to encourage people not to accept any compromise on the issue.
And, of course, I think that there are certain things people have to realize, and one of the things I think that you had pointed out some years ago, that that one of our senators had actually gotten the Nazis' gun control legislation, had it interpreted, translated into English, and had it passed here. Was that the federal, one of the initial federal firearms laws?
Well, the senator in question is one Thomas Dodd, who's now deceased, but he was the author, along with Ramsey Clark, the then Attorney General at that time, who put forth the 68 Gun Control Act. And the 68 Gun Control Act radically changed the ability to obtain firearms in America. I remember buying guns through the mail stand before the 68 Gun Control Act, and there was no problem. Like we used to be able to buy old tank rifles, the rifles that were used to destroy tanks, and the ammunition for it before the 68 Gun Control Act, and you can do it through the mail. But what Senator Tom Dodd did was that he obtained the Nazi gun control laws, and he used them as a model from what we can figure out for the 68 Gun Control Act. Because we have a book called Gun Control, Gateway to Tyranny, and you put the German gun control laws next to the 68 Gun Control Act, and you see the incredible parallels time after time after time. The whole concept, by the way, is something called sporting purpose, which has never really been defined, but is used by the government to ban the possession of certain types of firearms, comes directly from the Nazi gun control laws.
And, of course, the reason our forefathers wanted us to have weapons was not necessarily to so we could just, of course, go hunting. It was to protect the citizens of the country from the excesses of government. Wasn't that right?
Well, as I've often told people, that the purpose for the Second Amendment is for the citizens to be able to sleep well at night while scheming politicians cannot.
And, of course, I think what people have to realize is there really are people out there who want to control us. There is something about a power. I think it was Henry Kissinger said it's the greatest aphrodisiac of all. And what they want is to control everybody else. That's the whole philosophy of communism and socialism, strips of all of its ideology. It's control. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Aaron. And I will welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And, of course, our special guest this afternoon is Aaron Zellman. We're going to be talking about a video he has produced called Innocence Betrayed. But he's with the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms. And how did you get started in this battle, Aaron? You know, you've been at it for 14 years, but what motivated you to put full time into trying to educate the American people about the Second Amendment and the importance of our keeping our weapons?
Well, what initially got me started was the realization that throughout the Jewish community, the vast majority of Jews in America support gun control schemes. And I thought this, quite frankly, was stupid, considering the history of Jews. It's certainly not that far removed from World War II. And I started complaining to these people. I said, have you learned nothing from history? And it became apparent that they absolutely have not learned nothing from history. So I decided to start an organization that could publicly challenge the leadership of the Jewish community without them simply dismissing me as some type of anti-Semite.
Well, but how could they dismiss you as an anti-Semite because you're Jewish?
That's right. Well, so they tried it once, and it was laughable. And from that point on, the ADL and their others of their ilk have tried to ignore me, but it doesn't work very well. We're able to pin them down. But the one little bit of success we've had, I think, is that the Jewish organizations at this point are much less vocal about their support for gun control, because JPFO is out there to smack them real hard every time they do it. But the other aspect of what we do is that our focus is on destroying gun control, because, you know, Jews aren't the only ones in America who don't seem to quite understand the necessity for an armed citizenry. So we've tried to help people understand that the gun control is a incredible evil, a cancer. But you can't treat cancer with a Band-Aid. You have to exterminate it. And we try to help people understand they must have a zero tolerance for gun control and not compromise with it.
And, of course, somebody once said that they put the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights to protect all the other amendments in the Bill of Rights. Because once, of course, you have all police power in the central government, the public is disarmed. Why, it's only a short time from then until they begin rounding people up and say, oh, that could never happen in America. Well, you tell that to the Japanese. You tell that to the Italians who were rounded up during the Second World War and put in concentration camps. You say it can't happen here? Well, of course, it has happened here, certainly during the Civil War. Anybody who spoke out about what was going on. We'll be back here in just a moment as we pull our last station on board. Well, Dr. Stan here with Aaron Zellman from the JPFO, and we're going to be talking today about a video he's put together. It's called Innocence Betrayed, and it is one of the most powerful videos you'll ever see. Aaron, why don't you tell our listeners about it?
Thank you. Well, the documentary was designed for the specific purpose of helping millions of gun owners have a new tool, a new weapon, if you will, to help the enemy, or to help destroy the enemy, and the success they've been having in promoting their lies and their myths and their propaganda. As one person put it, our documentary is really the factual anecdote to Bowling for Columbine. If someone wants to share the truth with their friends, families, neighbors, coworkers, and help people understand the lies that have been put forth by Bowling for Columbine, and our documentary, Innocence Betrayed, is exactly what they need. And based on the endorsements we've been getting, which we've posted on our website at jpfo.org, I think we're right in our assessment that this is, our timing is right on this, and that this is a tool that people can use, especially to enlighten high school and college kids who are being lied to in school all the time, and also to enlighten family members and, of course, people they work with. You know, it's amazing. We had a lady contacted us who said that her husband has always been sort of a go-along, get-along guy on the gun issue because she likes guns. She said after he saw the documentary, it was an epiphany for him. He now understands completely to the very core of his soul that people who don't have guns are subject to extermination by a government gone bad. It's not just about target shooting anymore.
And of course, you know, it was George Washington who said that government is not a reason, government is not eloquence, government is force, like fire, it is a dangerous servant but a fearful master. It was Thomas Paine who said that all societies are good, but government even at its best is a necessary evil. And Thomas Jefferson said, speak not of me into confidence in men, but bind them down to mischief with the chains of the Constitution. They all realize the danger of government. And we say, oh, well, our government could never do anything bad. Why would you say that? I mean, you know, the history of governments has always been that when you give people power, they will misuse that. That's why they, of course, created a system of government with checks and balances, not only within the federal government, but between the federal and the state and the state and local government. But, of course, now, in the name of fighting terrorism, we're centralizing all police power with the federal government, militarizing our police and making our military more like police. And, of course, all of this is aimed at controlling the population in the name of fighting terrorism.
Well, Stan, if there ever was a time in America when people should be heavily armed, it is now. The push for total power is frightening. People need to arm themselves if they haven't already done so. I strongly recommend, quite frankly, people master long-range rifles. And I'm not going to go into that too much, but hopefully people understand the reason for that. And that's another reason why we did a documentary, to help alert people, to alarm people, if you will, as to the evils of gun control, how dangerous gun control is. And we have people in our government who want more gun control, and they really want people disarmed. And earlier you were talking about socialism and communism. I think you have to add now United Nationism, because this is a growing threat throughout not only America, but the world.
And, of course, you, in your video, go through, starting really back with the Armenians. Most people never think of what happened to the Armenians following the First World War. And then, of course, what happened in Russia, what happened in Hitler's Germany, what happened, of course, in other countries, and it's just so many of them, whether it be the Sudan, or whether it be Rwanda, or whether it be in communist China. We don't realize, of course, there have been several hundred million people killed by their own governments during this last century. We never talk about that here in America. We never talk about, we always talk about the 6 million Jews. We never talk about the other 12 million Germans that were killed, whether it's 10 or 12. That's the figure used by Professor Norman Cohn in his book, Warrant for Genocide. The other 12 million Germans and other people arrested and put in concentration camps during the Second World War. And the question is, why don't we ever talk about that? Or how many million did they kill in Russia? Solzhenitsyn said 60 million.
Well, I think the reason it's not talked about is because people start to connect the dots. Gee, we had gun control here, and that many million dead. Gun control laws here, that many million dead. And pretty soon, you know, all these corpses start to add up to millions and millions of people. And I don't think that the government of the United States, the public school system, or politicians want Americans to connect the dots to see the big picture.
Well, you know,
the way they sell gun control, of course, as you well know, is it's a warm, fuzzy idea and do it for the kids. Well, if you really love your children, that means that you're going to have to stay alive to take care of them. You can't stay alive if the government can easily kill you. So, and then your kids suffer or are also murdered.
Well,
the Nazis decided to murder 1.5 million children because they didn't want them growing up, people having a grudge because the Nazis murdered their parents. So, you know, people have to see the bigger picture here, that the Nazi concept of doing things is really no different than the communist concept or, you know, whatever happens in some other country. It's the same idea. You know, I jokingly say this, but I'm very serious, that it seems like a lot of these guys go to the same dictator school, that they all learn the same techniques, whether it be Stalin, whether it be Pol Pot, or whether it be Idi Amin, or the Nazis, or whoever. Now, they all have the same techniques, and they all understand that people control is essential to having power. And we've got a situation here in America today where there's a great push for people control. You know, the Homeland Security, the Patriot Act, the push for more gun control schemes. And by the way, I think with this election of Mr. Schwarzenegger in California, you're going to see Republicans even more comfortable pushing gun control schemes.
Well, they're already the biggest spenders we've ever had in Washington, D.C. The Republican Party, traditionally for limited spending and balanced budget, now has really exceeded the worst of the Democrats. We will have this coming year an admitted $550 billion deficit, and if you put in Social Security, it'll be close to $750 billion deficit in 1 year. How could you do something like that unintentionally? But you know the thing about gun control, Aaron, is if you read John Lott's book, More Guns, Less Crime, you know, in the places where they have a right to carry a concealed weapon, crime goes down. You take the guns away from the people, as you have in Australia and in England, and you see the crime rate go up. You know, and of course, but the other side doesn't want to talk about that. How many people have their lives saved because somebody had a gun? I know we've talked to a fellow named Clive Van Vake, something of the sort of. Anyway, he was a South African. He was in a church over there where, of course, some terrorists came in the evening, three of them with automatic weapons, and they just started shooting people indiscriminately. And he stood up, took out his pistol, he shot one of them. They all ran out of the church. He saved dozens of lives because he had a gun. His name was Charles Van Vake. And I'm sure you know the story, but time and time again, guns save lives. They never mention that in America. Why? Because the media is controlled, and of course it's controlled by people who would disarm you and eventually take away your freedom.
Well, I don't dispute that. I hope that your listeners understand the necessity to be armed, and I hope that they will take a look at our documentary and share it with as many people as they can so that others will be awakened to this great evil, justice in our midst.
Why don't you tell our listeners how they can get that video from you?
Well, first of all, they can see the first minute of it on our website, and that's jpfo.org, jpfo.org. And they can order the documentary off of our website. They can also call our toll-free number during regular hours. That's 800-869-1884, 800-869-1884. And they can also order directly through the mail if they wish, and that would be JPFO at P.O. Box 270-143, that's 270-143, Hartford, H-A-R-T-F-O-R-D, that's Hartford, Wisconsin, not Connecticut, fortunately, Hartford, Wisconsin, and the zip code is 53027, that's 53027.
All right, fine. It really is a gripping, gripping, gripping video. It's powerfully, beautifully done. If something like that can be beautifully done, you did an excellent job. Because what we're trying to get is an emotional response to people to realize the reality of what we're up against. And the people, many of them, of course, who are pushing gun control know exactly what's happened. Now, some of the people don't. We've got a lot of fuzzy-headed liberals who've never thought anything. They've been indoctrinated in school against guns. They've been told, take the guns away and the crime stops. Take the guns away, children won't die. And so many children have been killed because there's been people in the house haven't been able to get their hands on a gun to protect the children, or they have these foolish trigger locks, or they have to have them locked up. A gun should be readily available so they can be used for protection. And, you know, any time a child is ever wounded with a gun, it's on the front pages of the paper. Any time hundreds of children's lives are protected by guns, never mentioned by the controlled media. That is the great tragedy of modern times, is the distortion of the news that the American people hear, see, and read.
You're absolutely right, and I think that it's been my experience that take children out when they're young and teach them how to use firearms so that they don't have the curiosity that some kid who's never used a firearm would have, and that they learn how to be safe with firearms. I think that it's good, you know, to teach kids at a young age how to use guns.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to have to take a break here. When we get back, of course, we will welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest is Aaron Zellman from Jews for the Preservation of Firearms. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
We'll be right back. Now, most people would laugh at the idea that there is or has been secret societies. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You'll need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Hello, garlic lovers. This is Radio Health journalist Bill Sardi to talk to you about a breakthrough in garlic technology. It's called Alamet. You know all the healthy reasons to take garlic, but isn't it time you got your money's worth? A recent study found the 24 leading brands of garlic pills provided little, if any, allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient. Try Alamex, which is the only odorless garlic supplement to provide pure allicin, a full 180 milligrams. That's the power of 15 fresh cloves of garlic. Alamex isn't available in stores, so call 866-405-4000. That's Alamex at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I want to tell you about a few of the things we carry. Of course, we carry the big Berkey water filters and the Berkey Light water filters. Big Berkey's made out of stainless steel, and of course, it filters about 2.5 gallons of water at a time. It's the old workhorse. It's been around for 150 years. Uses ceramic filters packed with activated charcoal that you can clean and boil clean repeatedly. And of course, it's been used by missionaries. You can use it to filter lake water and pond water. Takes out most of the chemicals and most of the herbicides and most of the chlorine and most of the things that give you a bad taste. And then, of course, if you want to get rid of the fluoride, why, of course, you can put on the post filters. Those are separate, though. They only last 6 or 8 months, but the post filters will take out fluoride, MTBE, and arsenic. But the regular filters do a tremendous job. The Big Berkey is $239.95 plus $10 shipping. You can see them if you go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And of course, if you buy the Big Berkey through us, well, you get either a 4-tape set or a video that we have produced free of charge. The problem is that, of course, the Big Berkey is available in every state in the Union except California and Iowa. So if you'd like to get something here in California, why, of course, we have something called the Berkey Light, and it's made of Lexan, and of course, it's transparent, so you can see the water level, which is an advantage. And then, of course, it also has black Berkey filters. They're really much more efficient. They could all call them water purifiers rather than water filters, but they only last maybe 2 to 3 or 4 years. 2 to 4 years, depending upon the usage. You can get the post filters to take out the fluoride if you need them. This is $199.95. Now, of course, if you want to get it with lights, why, of course, that's an extra $60, but you really don't need that unless, of course, you're going to be camping. And then, of course, sometimes the lights are nice to have, but for $60, well, you can always get that later. So if you'd like to get the Berkey Light, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest is Aaron Zellman. We're talking about a gun registration, and I'll ask Fred if he'll hang on here for a few minutes. He's calling over from Salinas. And, you know, very often you'll read these articles in the paper about all the children that are dying from gunshot wounds. Well, if you look at the statistics, you read John Lott's analysis of this, and he's simply a scientist who's gone through all the records. You know, there are very, very few children are shot. And so how do they get these figures? Well, they use all the kids and 18-year-old kids in the gangs, 18, 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old kids in gangs. They call them children. And you imagine this is a little toddler, you know, being shot by a gun. And of course, the figures don't lie, but liars figure. Have you run into this, Aaron?
Well, in fact, we did an article one time about this. Excuse me. And I think that they're actually going up to age 24, I think.
and they call them children. And then they show you a picture of a little child, you know, about 4 years old, and they say, all these children are dying. And of course, that's not what they're talking about at all. But that's the picture they've created in your mind.
Well, you know, propaganda is what they're famous for. Lies is what they're famous for. The Schumerite crowd, as I call them. And I think that no one should be surprised by any of this. And so, because that's another reason, without sounding self-serving, I mean, that's another reason why we did this documentary. So that gun owners have some very powerful tool to just so that when people lie, they can just play the tape and show that the lies are not very good and do not help keep human beings alive. But it's nothing new for the people who have an agenda, and that is to disarm people, to lie, and lie as often as they can. Almost like the old joke in Chicago, vote early and vote often. Well, these guys, you know, they lie often, and they lie every time they can, morning, noon, and night.
Well, let's just see what Fred wants. Fred, did you have a question or comments?
Yes, I just wanted to read a couple sentences.
Sure, go ahead.
Reading about Marx, by 1843, Marx was changing his definition of democracy to communism, and they were basically the same word, and we're still using that today.
Well, people don't understand America is a republic, not a democracy. Every socialist, every communist works for democracy because that allows the centralization of power with government, and of course that goes right along with gun control. Anything else, Fred?
I think that's the one thing people should understand more than anything right now, though, is that we're being sold a bill of goods, and we should understand what these words mean.
Well, of course, the whole idea is that they know what they mean. They just don't want the American people to know what they mean. And of course, they change the meaning of words all the time. And, of course, how can you communicate when the word means one thing to them and another thing to you and I? When they talk about democracy, they really mean an authoritarian system under the control of a ruling elite. That's what communism is all about. And that's why every communist works to centralize all power with the state and with the federal government. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Okay, Aaron, do you want to comment at all on what of course, Fred was speaking of?
Well, I think that, not sounding like a broken record, the easiest way to consolidate power is to make sure that you have no opposition from the other people. That means, of course, they have to be disarmed. And anybody who thinks differently, I beg to differ with them. You cannot have a police state if the people can shoot you.
Well, of course, the thing is that the average American doesn't believe it could happen here. It could happen over in Europe, maybe, with those Germans, or it could happen in Italy with those Italians, but it could never happen here in America because we're Americans, and we're a nation of laws, or we were a nation of laws,
well,
and then we find out that the law is whatever the Supreme Court justices say, and they depend on the United Nations, not our Constitution.
Well, first of all, you know, if... the Bill of Rights has one foot in the grave, and when they finally get finished killing it off, because most people in the freedom movement won't stand up and keep it alive, quite frankly, to be blunt about it, then there is no rights, there are no laws, there are no freedoms, and the government can do whatever it wants to do. That's point number one. Number two, it's been proven conclusively, and we made a special effort to do that in our documentary, that indeed it can happen here, and it has happened here. And the internment of Japanese, Italian, and Germans, by the way, most people don't realize we're Italians and Germans also interned. It's very clear that the government can pass a law, and citizenship means nothing.
Well, of course, you see, but that, of course, was during the Second World War. But right now, we're at war again. Most Americans don't know it. But, of course, we're in World
War
III.
This is now a war of the government against the people.
Amen to that. We'll be right back here in just a moment or two with our special guest, Aaron Zellman.
Thank you.
tapes yet, genocide. And one of the tapes is an interview with a Dr. Dinigan who heard back in 1969 actually a talk given by Dr. Day, who would later become the president of Planned Parenthood. And Dr. Day laid out the whole plan for America, the fact there are too many people, the fact that we're going to have to create new diseases, the fact that we're going to have to conceal some of the very obvious treatments for cancer, because people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. An incredible interview, and a series of other interviews that will go into the background of what is happening in America, why new diseases are cropping up all the time. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for copies of our 4-tape set, Genocide. It's vitally important that you help us to get this message out across America, because without knowledge, my people perish. America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and I just wanted to mention several other things. One of them, of course, is the fact that we carry something called Phonopoly or Phonixopoly, and it's a board game played very much like Monopoly. And, of course, there are little men that move around the board, and you get property, and you shake a dice. But the big reason for the game is that you're going to be able to teach yourself or your children or your grandchildren how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. And it's really a fun game to play. I've played it, and you, in about 16 hours, you can reprogram a child's mind or an adult's mind so they can begin to read phonetically. You have to understand there's been a deliberate effort to dumb down American children. Do you think our SAT scores are so low because we need to spend more money on education? No, they don't want an educated populace because they want to be able to control us. And people who can read and think and understand history would understand we're a republic. We're not a democracy, and we're being lied to by the media. And so you can get, of course, the Phonopoly by giving us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. It's $139.95. It's the best investment you can make, and we actually throw in a couple of books with that, going into the background of how they have deliberately dumbed down the American people. Then, of course, let me simply mention that the Institute of the Constitution, which is something each of you should set up in your community or in your church, and, of course, this, of course, will allow you to teach others about America's history, America's Christian history, and, of course, basically, it's a series of 12 lectures by Dr. John Eismo, two by David Barton. Why don't you call them at 410-760-9068? That's 410-760-9068. It's the Institute of the Constitution. Go to their website at iotc.com, online.com. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this afternoon is Aaron Zellman, and we're talking about his video, Innocence Betrayed, and let me recommend it to you. I think it's very, very well done. But right now we've got Larry calling in from Paso Robles, and let me just put our telephone number off one more time. It's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 888-24-LIBERTY out across America. Here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Larry, do you have a question or comment?
Just a comment that when I lived in Arkansas for 4 years, and we went through, well, not quite 4 years, but went through high school there. I went to school with friends that had always, all their life, handled guns all the time. You know, they went hunting as a real regular event. You know, as a group and stuff, they just get together on a Saturday and do this and stuff. And I never, ever heard of anybody being injured because they knew how to use guns.
Sure. And, of course, you live down in the Paso Robles area, and there's a lot of good hunting around there, isn't there?
Yes, there is, yes. And, again, I know friends here that, you know, I've seen them with their kids out shooting and stuff of 5 and 6 years old, teaching them how to use a gun safely.
And really, my wife was just put up on the screen here that where she grew up, everybody had guns, and they went hunting and trapping, and of course, it was just a way of life. I mean, you had bears, and you had all sorts of wild animals where she lived at the time, and of course, people need guns to protect themselves. Guns are a way of life, but of course, there are those who would disarm the populace, and they want, of course, guns for themselves. People like Dianne Feinstein, who carried a gun when she was the mayor of San Francisco because her life was in danger, but she doesn't want us to have a gun. Rosie O'Donnell, who wants her bodyguards to carry weapons, but she doesn't want us to have anybody protecting us. These people give hypocrisy a bad name, don't they, Aaron?
Well, I guess that's one way to put it, yes.
Okay. Do you have any comment at all for what Larry was saying about growing up, everybody had guns and nobody ever got hurt?
Well, I grew up in the Arizona desert, and guns were very prevalent there. And you know, Arizona's one of these states where you can carry guns in the open on your person without any permits or permission slips from anybody. And, you know, again, you know, I did not know of anybody who had an accident with a firearm who was at least careful and who was sober, let's put it that way. And so I would concur with your caller that, you know, that being familiar with firearms is probably the smartest thing people can do to make sure they don't have any accidents.
Amen to that. Larry, do you have anything else you want to say?
No, that was it. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for calling. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly if anybody is accidentally injured from a firearm, it's a terrible, terrible tragedy. But you will see that on the front pages of every newspaper in all of the United States. When guns are used to protect people's lives and save lives, as, of course, one of these school shootings where of course, one of the counselors ran off a campus and got a gun out and pointed at the shooter while he was reloading, ready to kill others, and that just stopped the whole incident. And yet, the newspapers all across America, I only think 2 out of 200, carry the story about how a gun stopped the slaughter. The rest of them, of course, totally ignore that because they didn't want the American people to know the truth. And when we have that prejudice within the media, we're in real trouble as a nation.
Well, it's not only just the media. I mean, we have the prejudice start from the White House on down.
Right. Okay.
Anybody who's going to make a deal with the United Nations, as this government is doing, and as Clinton did, it's pretty obvious that we have some real treachery afoot here. And they definitely don't want the American people to understand the necessity to be armed.
And I think people really have to understand that behind everything that's going on, there is another agenda. They want a one-world dictatorship under a ruling elite. They want a new world religion. And boy, is it coming fast. That's why they're moving to impoverish the American people as rapidly as they can by transferring our jobs offshore, as I mentioned during the last hour. My printer went out, my Hewlett-Packard printer went out yesterday, and of course we had to call to get support. Where do we talk to? Why, we talked to New Delhi, India. Of course, when my son's Dell computer went out, why, we talked to Pakistan. That's where the support for it is. We've got Scott calling from Hollister on a cell phone. Hi, Scott.
Hi, good afternoon, Dr. Stan. I appreciate having your guest on today with some positive talk about guns and the good injustice that they've done to this world. I just want to make a quick comment. You know, the best way to keep a kid from drowning is to teach him how to swim, and I think that type of philosophy can be applied to anything, whether teaching a child to use a hammer or a knife safely or drive a car as a teenager. Proper education at a young age definitely goes a long way in prevention. So I just want to make that quick comment, and thank you for your airtime, sir.
And I think that's a great point. I have any comment on that at all, Aaron?
Oh, I sure do. I mean, when my kids were about 3 years old, I'd put a real gun in their hand and let them shoot it. And they became familiar with it, and they soon realized this is a tool, not a toy. And to this day, they've never been messing around with guns. I mean, we go out shooting. But they understand that there's a time and place for guns, and they're familiar with them, and they don't do anything stupid with them. So I'm all for it at a very early age, as your caller said, to get kids familiar with what a firearm is, what it is and what it isn't. Let them shoot it, let them hear it, let them, you know. In fact, tell them they have to help clean it afterwards. And that's a way to develop a healthy respect and understanding for this tool known as a firearm.
I agree with you totally. Now, as you're talking to people, and I know, of course, you do a lot of radio interviews and speeches, do you think that there's a growing awareness of the fact that we need to have the American people be able to protect themselves?
Well, you know, after 9/11, there was a spike in gun sales for a while. And it seems like every time there's a push to ban more guns, there seems to be a spike in sales. I think, you know, we really have to get out to people. That's why we did the documentary again, help them understand that an armed citizenry can defend itself against the government gone bad. And I think there's, you know, with over 200 cities in this country now saying, no, we're not going to enforce the Patriot Act, I think there is an awareness starting that, you know, the government is not all that it's cracked up to be, all that it's sold to be. People should be nervous and suspicious. And I think we're seeing more and more of that. We need to see a whole lot more of it, but at least this is the place to start.
Well, you know, it's very interesting that there are people on the right who are really very concerned about freedom. There are a lot of people on the left who are very, very concerned about freedom. We may not always agree on everything, but we can certainly agree that the government traditionally has always been the thing that took away people's freedom and did the main genocide. Now, people say, well, oh, you know, that could never happen here. And I would like to say, why not? We have people more moral here than in other countries. Certainly, as we take away the right of our people to defend themselves, as we centralize all power with a police state, and this is really the direction we're headed in the name of fighting terrorism. But I would simply point out, as I have so frequently in the past, if we're really involved in a war on terrorism, why is it that the government's doing everything they can to keep the southern borders open? Why is it that the government steadfastly refuses to allow the pilots to be armed? They block that at every turn. And after 2 years, there are barely 200 pilots who have been trained because they do everything they can to slow down the training and cancel the programs. They're certainly not putting marshals on our planes. 2 years into this whole war on terrorism, they suddenly decided to hire another 5,000 marshals. Very, very few of our planes have marshals on them. If there's really a terrorist threat out there, why, of course, haven't they done everything they could to protect the American people? And the final, of course, statement would be, why is it that in the Patriot Act there's not one word of Islamic terrorism, and why are they using that legislation against all sorts of crimes other than Islamic terrorism?
Well, first of all, I guess there's a couple answers that are important here. First of all, by not arming the pilots, they're making a statement that a certain group of people will not be given this privilege, as the government looks at it, to defend their life.
But what about the
pilots? Because if they allow the pilots to do this, then the guy who's working on the train or the bus is going to say, well, isn't my life important too? Shouldn't I be armed? And then pretty soon you begin to get people understanding the necessity of being armed. And that's not what the government wants.
But I would think, you know, right now they're actually training F-16 pilots once or twice a week on how to shoot down civilian airliners, you know, in case one of them should be hijacked. Well, I would far rather have the pilot armed and take the chance that he might inadvertently shoot somebody besides the hijacker than know that there's an F-16 waiting to take down the plane I'm riding on.
I think the solution, quite frankly, is that the American people have to finally be kicked around enough, have enough doors knocked down. They will finally demand, even if they have to do it at gunpoint, that we return to a Bill of Rights culture, at which point you can go board any plane you want with a gun of your choice. And the only way we're going to save America is to bring back that Bill of Rights culture.
And I think, you know, of course, had there been a couple of people on those planes on the morning of September 11th who were armed, why the hijackers could never have done what they did.
Absolutely.
And what is the harm of having law-abiding citizens, loyal American citizens, carry weapons? Now, they allowed 14 hijackers on that morning. They were Muslims. We knew that, of course, there was going to be hijackings of our plane, and they stopped 9 of them that morning, and they allowed them to get on the planes with, of course, their special box cutter knives and with other weapons they carried on. How could they have been that stupid to allow them on that morning of September 11th? And, of course, really, if you stop and think about it, wouldn't be a lot better with everybody being able to carry weapons, because law-abiding citizens aren't going to hurt anybody. This is how you stop criminals from doing things to terrorize the public.
I would like to just take an issue with you on one phrase. You keep using the word law-abiding citizens. A lot of the laws in America today are unconstitutional. So why should someone be abiding by them? I think we're better off in the freedom movement if we talk about why shouldn't decent people be allowed to defend their lives.
Okay.
Well, there's two kinds of people in the world, decent and indecent.
All right, I will accept that correction.
Well, I just said it's just a suggestion, not a correction.
All right, fine. Thank you.
Just my opinion.
All right. Well, I value your opinion. Let's go to Roger, who's calling. I bet this is Roger from Allentown, is it?
Yeah. Thanks, folks. Yeah, I'm afraid that one of the most serious threats with this is the sort of wholesale attack on gun dealers, that vital part of the supply chain. They've really been thinned down severely. I'm sure you have the better numbers, Aaron. And 60 Minutes did another anti-gun dealer hit piece about 3-4 months ago. They failed to point out that this dealer that sold a rather high 50-some guns that were used in crimes, probably being in a high-crime area, their effectual lie was failing to point out, I guess, that he probably sold hundreds and unusually high hundreds of guns that were used in the prevention of crimes. Do you have any specifics on that, Aaron?
I don't have the specifics, but I know that there was an example like that here in Wisconsin, a store called Badger Guns, which was picked out as selling the most guns used for criminal use. I just happened to have to have a high volume, as you're pointing out, and that they comply with every federal and state law. So I think that the situation there is you've got people, again, who want to put out their propaganda. 60 Minutes is very good at putting out propaganda. And you have people with what I call a New York mindset who don't know any better. All they know is what they've been learned in New York City, which has come from the Schumerites, and they have no concept of the rest of America. Main Street America is totally foreign to them. And so we're going to see more of that, which is all the more reason why those people who were not brainwashed need to make sure they're well-armed.
You know, it was really so interesting. One of the first things we did when we got over to Iraq was open things up so everybody could get a television set and get of course, a satellite dish so they could begin pulling down television so that we could begin programming their minds with these ideas that we want them to believe. And, of course, television is such an excellent means of controlling how both the American and the Iraqi people think. Well, we've known it's gone on for a long time here in the United States, and now we're going to do it, of course, to the people of Iraq to bring them into line with this whole idea of the New World Order, the New World Religion, and everybody being, of course, subservient to the all-powerful state. Anything else you want to say, Roger?
Yes, God bless, gent.
Okay, thanks so much. Okay, fine. Well, that's Chris Roger for calling from Allentown, Pennsylvania. And we've got real problems in America, ladies and gentlemen. And most people will say, well, we needed the Patriot Act. Well, there was nothing in that Patriot Act that was really needed. These were all things that Bill Clinton couldn't get through after the Oklahoma City bombing. And, of course, within 46 days of the attack, why, without really allowing any conferences or any discussion or any speeches, they jammed this through Congress when Congress was frightened to death because of the threat of the anthrax attack, which incidentally the administration knew was coming because they all started on Cipro on the evening of September 11th. They didn't tell us. They suspected or they knew an anthrax attack was coming. I think isn't that a criminal activity to know or suspect an attack is coming and not report it, Aaron?
Well, you know, if you watch government, government's only concerned about itself, not about the people. You know, there's these elaborate plans to protect the Congress, but none of those plans are for protecting the people. So this shouldn't surprise anybody.
Now that's of course they
have. For what it's worth, I would just like to add that the congressperson who represents me, Jim Sensenbrenner, is one of the people who, if you go to his website, he's got this extensive letter explaining to the President of the United States why, and John Ashcroft, why the Patriot Act stinks, why it's illegal. And Sensenbrenner's made it very clear that this thing was indeed crammed down people's throats. It was done without people reading it in the Congress. And, you know, I mean, he has said very, very diplomatic words, Mr. Ashcroft, your Patriot Act is criminal. So I would encourage people to go to Jim Sensenbrenner's site, and you can read the long paper there. Like, we even have it on our site. We have a section called Unpopular Speech, and you can go to jpfo.org and find the letter that Sensenbrenner published. Along, by the way, the co-author of the letter is John Conyers, who's a lefty, oftentimes referred to as a communist. But here you have the left and the right coming together and saying, wait a minute, our freedoms are being endangered.
Well, maybe we better start standing together to preserve freedom.
I think so. I think that, you know, frankly, I think that one of the smartest things we could do is go to people whose only concern is the First Amendment or the Fourth Amendment and say, we support you, but just remember, our support for the Second Amendment is what is the guardian of the First and Fourth. Now, maybe we can work together, folks. I think that we should reach out and try and do that.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, Aaron, it's fascinating. I really appreciate you being with us. Let's get that telephone number out just one more time and the website.
The website is jpfo.org, and people can go there and see the first minute of our documentary and order it if they wish. And our toll-free number during normal business hours is 800-869-1884.
1-800-869-1884. Let me recommend it to you. It's a great video. I'm very impressed by it. And you call Aaron and get it. God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Stan.
Bye-bye.
We have a brand new video today on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Oklahoma, What Really Happened. Of course, it consists of a lot of never-before-seen video footage. Now, it was seen in Oklahoma City immediately following the bombing of the Murrah Building and the blackout across America. And in this footage, you're going to see the commentators talking about the other bombs that were in the building at the time of the initial bombing. We're told, of course, that Timothy McVeigh acted independently. We're told many things by the media, but wherein does the truth lie? Oklahoma City, what really happened, it will give you the opportunity to see long-suppressed video footage of what really transpired. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for Oklahoma City, what really happened.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I want to mention we're going to have a seminar, an all-day seminar on the 29th of November. That's 2 days after Thanksgiving, and it wouldn't be my favorite date, but we figure a lot of people will, of course, be home for Thanksgiving, and I hope that if some of your friends or relatives are here, why, you'll bring them. It's going to be out at the Aptos Seascape, as it was last year. It's $49.95. There's a luncheon, and you'll get a folder with excerpts from all the talks, and we're going to have a talk on the Patriot Act. You need to understand the Patriot Act. We're going to have Dr. Robert Klink talking about what's happening to our churches today. We're going to have Bill Sardi back talking on health matters, and Brad Dacus is going to be down talking about Christian persecution, and it's going to be a great time. Of course, I'll be talking as well. So we hope that you'll plan on coming on the 29th of November. It'll start at 8:30 in the morning, and they'll have to pre-register. You can't just show up. We have to know how many people are going to be there for lunch. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, just say, I'm going to be there. You can send us the money by mailed at Post Office Box 13, but you can also call in at 1-800-548-927. Put your reservation down on the Visa or MasterCard. We think it'll be a good time. We think you'll get a lot out of it. And, of course, it helps Radio Liberty do what we're doing. So you're going to have to register ahead of time, the 29th of November, and hope very much, of course, that you'll be there for the all-day seminar at the Aptos Seascape. And again, the number to call, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, we have all sorts of new videos, all sorts of new four-tape sets, all sorts of information that you need to have to help us to get the truth out across America. And you can get it all by calling 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we're really dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us. And so if you agree that there's a problem, you'd like to be part of our team, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us as we reach out 5 hours every day, every weekday, and then our weekend program, now heard on 35 stations, as we bring information that you're not going to get through regular channels, that you'll never hear from Rush Limbaugh. Dan Rather, Tom Brokaw, Barbara Walters. So if you'd like to become part of our team, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, and let me suggest right now, I think our September newsletter is very, very good because it's Mindy Kleinberg's suppressed testimony. She testified before the investigating committee on 911 in March of this year. And, of course, as you'd expect, when somebody tells the truth in Washington, D.C., it was, of course, censored by the media. You're just not going to see it. Or you can track it down on the Internet, but you can also read it in toto in my September newsletter. Give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-MORE. We'll send you a free copy of the newsletter. And, of course, we want you to copy it and give it to your friends. A lot of your friends don't really want to hear about what's going on. But if you ask them what will happen if they lose their job, or what will happen if the value of the dollar continues plummeting and they lose the value of their pension fund or their IRA or their bonds or their annuity or the bank savings, you have to make people realize that there's something out there that's going to affect everyone there. We are intentionally shipping our industries and our jobs overseas as part of this process of redistributing the wealth of America. Part of this move towards the New World Order and the New World Religion, where everybody will be equal, other than the ruling elite, of course, and the bureaucracy. And they'll be well taken care of. It's like people in government, they don't have Social Security. They've got a system that's going to pay them a living wage when they retire. Same thing is true with the Congress. They don't take Social Security. That's just more, well, just for the common folks. And so you have to understand there's very much of an elitist mentality among those at the top. And, of course, this goes far beyond simply just the United States, for there's a desire for a group that will rule the world, and that's what the United Nations is all about. That, of course, is what the European Union is all about. That's what fast-track legislation, where we're going, of course, to combine either all of the Northern Hemisphere or all of the Western Hemisphere into one trading bloc, and then one currency, and then one big happy government with freedom as we've known it, simply a remembrance of things past. And at that point, of course, we will be moving rapidly towards the police state. And that's why FEMA is building detention camps right now, because they know there are going to be real problems when people suddenly realize what's happened, that they've lost their freedom and their heritage and their children's future as well. So please begin reading and studying, listen to our programs. And, of course, we encourage you to tell others about our programs. We encourage you to go to our website where you can listen to our programs 5 hours every day. There's a section there with all the videos and 4 tape sets and books that you can get, many of them even putting out by the United Nations, telling exactly what they plan to do. My Sustainable Development Syllabus tells exactly what they intend to do, killing off at least a quarter of the population, those people who will not evolve to a higher level of consciousness. And, of course, they're really talking about Christians, because, of course, this is a spiritual battle between the forces of light and the forces of darkness, between God and, of course, the demonic forces associated with Lucifer. This is not imaginary. They're becoming increasingly blatant. And, of course, we find many of our children reading all about witchcraft. We have literally hundreds and hundreds of sites up on the Internet on witchcraft and Satanism. Oh, just type in witchcraft and Satanism on your Google and understand we're in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. Pray for America and pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.